Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Entertaining.
Never been so addicted to a show between 10 and 12.
Informative.
You call people out no matter what they are, and you hold them accountable. That's the Mark Kaye Show.
The first hour of the Mark Kaye Show starts now.
I have to tell you, this is going to be, what an exciting, I'm so excited for today. I can't even tell you. It's going to be such an amazing day today for a couple of reasons. First of all, we have What the Bleep today, and we have a little variation on What the Bleep, which I'm really excited. We're going to try something out. You know, we're not stagnant. We're able to change and adjust for the times. And if we feel like something could be better, we're willing to give it a go. Like we have a motto. We'll try anything once. That's our unofficial show motto. So we're going to get to that here in just a minute. But also, something's happening tonight that I'm very, very excited about. And I am playing in a charity poker tournament that's online. It's this online charity poker tournament. And I know what you're thinking. You do that a lot. Why are you so excited about this one? Well, there's a couple reasons. First of all, primarily, first and foremost, the thing that I'm most excited about is the level of celebrity that evidently I am now on an equal footing with. Because typically whenever I play in some kind of celebrity poker tournament locally or whatever, people go, you look at the list of celebrities and you're like, I don't know who any of these people are. Are these actual celebrities? And it's a little, but now I look at the roster of celebrities who will be joining with me and be playing alongside me tonight. And I have to tell you, I am in awe of how I have progressed up the ranks. And I would say that if me being on par with any of these people is a measure of how much celebrity I've gained, then I have to tell you it's a whole new playing field. And let me explain. I'll show you, because first of all, there's me. I will be one of the celebrities. Also, my good friend and local legend Josh Scobie from the Jacksonville Jaguars will also be playing. He's the all-time leading scorer on that team, by the way. Josh Scobie, so that's very exciting. And then, if you go farther, if you dig deeper, there's a couple of other people that are going to be on the tables tonight, and I'm just so thrilled. First of all, you may know him as Russ Langmore, but his name is Mark Menchaca. He's an actor from Ozark, and Russ Langmore, remember, he's the guy that got electrocuted by Ruth, his niece. Spoiler alert, by the way. There you go. Yeah. He was the big gay hillbilly guy who made out with the FBI agent in the hotel room. He's going to be one of the, I mean, that's Ozark's a huge show, very popular. I believe he was even nominated for something, so that's really exciting. Also, I don't know if you remember, but from American Idol fame, William Hung will also be one of the celebrities tonight, which is just so exciting to me. I can't even tell you how excited I am. And then, as if that weren't enough, talking about musical superstars, there's another, a guy named Tom Everett Scott. And if you don't know who Tom Everett Scott was, he played Shades, the drummer, in The Wonders. I'm sorry, in That Thing You Do, the story of the one-hit wonders. Scobie and Russ Langmore from Ozark and Shades, and of course, the one and only William Hung. That is going to be, I'm excited. And again, I don't go anywhere. This all happens virtually. And, so we're not in the same room. We're not all bugging each other for autographs and things like that. But it is going to be, I'm excited for myself.
So excited.
Hopefully I'll bring in some good stories. I'll be like, oh, William Hung. We were chit chatting on Zoom the other day when we made it to the final table. We'll see. We'll see what. Anyway, I personally, that's really made my day. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is our number if you're trying to get through. This is the Marques Show. It's Thursday. We do have What the Bleep coming up. We've got some information about the other Josh goes, are you talking about Cuomo today? And I said, yeah, I am. I'm talking about Cuomo today. And he goes, oh, well, I mean, look, here's the thing about Andrew Cuomo. You want to talk about Andrew Cuomo. This is a guy who, let's go back a year. Let's go back a year when everybody was blaming Donald Trump for COVID, for the progression of COVID, for the lockdowns, for the deaths resulting from COVID-19, especially in New York, the lockdown. Everyone was blaming Donald Trump for the economy, and many people say it was, in the end, his downfall, even though a lot of these places didn't need to shut down their economies, as we see here in Florida, even though a lot of these places didn't need to suffer the loss that they suffered at the hands of whoever was in charge. And again, living here in Florida, Florida is basically, in every aspect, the antithesis of New York. Florida has become the anti-New York. We've got an amazing governor. We've got a bustling economy. We've been able to mitigate COVID-19. We've been able to get a handle on it. Our governor doesn't, hit on any of his aides or helpers that we know of. He doesn't call up and threaten the lives and the well-being and the livelihoods of other assemblymen or elected officials that I know of. I mean, again, hopefully that doesn't happen, but I'm guessing Ron DeSantis is on the up and up. I mean, he's a decorated war hero as opposed to Andrew Cuomo, who's just, it's basically just nepotism there. His dad was governor, his brother's in the media, that's basically what it is. They just hand it down. But when you look at what's going on in New York now, just 1 year ago, this is a guy who was on the news every single day opposite Donald Trump. Donald Trump would have a press conference and the press would ridicule Donald Trump. And then Andrew Cuomo would have a press conference. And everyone would swoon, man. They would fawn all over this guy. Oh, my God, Andrew Cuomo. He's the best. Oh, my God, Andrew Cuomo. He's the man. Look, that's a leader for you, folks. That's a leader. Look at him with all his hair and his dashing good looks. And he's there having the press and he's wearing like the bomber jacket like he was some kind of military hero, but really he's not. And this is amazing. He should run for president. That was, do you remember? He actually had to come forward. Andrew Cuomo was so beloved by the media, by the left, by Democrats, that they wanted him to step away from his gubernatorial duties. They wanted him to step away from being the governor of New York, and they wanted him to run for president. He had no intention of running for president. He didn't want to run for president. He probably knew that all this stuff would come out that would keep him from ever being president. So he declined. He said, no, my job is here. I've got to try to pretend to protect the people of New York while really putting their lives in harm's way. So that's where we were a year ago. Then he wrote a book, a best-selling book about how to, I don't know if it was best-selling. It was a book, let's be honest. And it was all about how to maintain and handle the pandemic and lead in times of crisis. He came out with that weird map where they came over the hump. Remember, everyone was like, why are you coming out with maps and books? And then he won a Grammy. They gave the guy a Grammy for his press conferences. Can you believe that? Can you believe this is a guy, his job is to run the state of New York, occasionally give a press conference. He decides, I'm going to give a press conference every day, and he wins, not a Grammy, an Emmy. Pardon me, Grammy's for music. Grammy is what William Hung should have won, but he didn't. An Emmy Award is what Andrew Cuomo got for his press conferences. And now the fall from grace. The real numbers coming out about COVID deaths in nursing home, the fact that he covered up those numbers about COVID deaths in nursing homes, the fact that he may have acted in a criminal way, criminally negligent during the COVID-19 crisis. Plus, we have these calls he's making to not just local assemblymen, but as Bill de Blasio will tell you, classic Cuomo, calling people, threatening their careers, threatening them when they're at home bathing their kids. Classic Cuomo. A long history of this kind of bullying and hard-nosed tactics. And now, of course, a new allegation about him being kind of a sexual predator, a not so nice boss, somebody who made unwanted advances to the females under him in the workplace. So it seems like this is just an avalanche. And the New York Post this morning calling for him to be impeached. So I'm telling you, man, it's a big 180 from where we were just a year ago. 855-765-1045. Not surprising, though, because, you know, it's classic Cuomo. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. We'll get some of your phone calls here in just a minute. Also, apparently voting for Donald Trump is racist, and there's a big hearing about it today in the House of Representatives to figure out how to keep people from voting in a racist way. We'll get to all that here in just a minute. Plus, what the bleep. It's all on the way. Stay tuned to the Marque Show. We'll be right back. My name is Mark K. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Before we get into this, too hot and heavy, I want to get just a couple phone calls because you know what happens is, and again, is for those of you that don't know, we have this new schedule. Not on the air. We're still on 10 to noon. We're still on for 2 hours. But in the morning, we got nothing to do. So we plan a lot more of the show. And what's been happening, people have been pointing out to me, is we take phone calls a lot later. And I don't want to do that because you guys love to talk and you have such great things to say and you're so entertaining as well. So we're going to dump in for a couple phone calls here. And then when I get back, a couple of big things happen. First of all, there's a big election integrity hearing going on today in Congress. And it relates right back to the CNN clips that I've been pushing back all week, but I will finally play today. Also, we got a response from John Rutherford, our Republican congressman, about his vote on Liz Cheney's leadership. If you've been following this saga with us, and this is, by the way, not just something that we're doing here in Duval County, Florida, but something that I would urge you to do wherever you are and whoever your Republican congressperson is. If you have a Democrat as a congressperson, if you live in like Al Lawson's district, it doesn't help you. Then we know Al Lawson doesn't help you. But if you live in a Republican congressperson's district, then this is something that you really need to know moving forward. And we have an update from John Rutherford, which we'll share with you here in seconds. But first, let's go to Sieber in Yulee. Hi, Sieber. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing great. Hey, I've been in the newspaper twice in the last month. I'm on the front page of the Times Union today because I went down to city council meeting on Tuesday and I talked about the school board trying to change all the names and their socialist political agenda.
Yeah.
Then as I was leaving, I put both hands up in the air with the okay sign, and I said, Rush Limbaugh, I said, God bless Rush Limbaugh and rest in peace. And as I was leaving the meeting, Azuri thought I was gone. He waited till I walked all the way to the top, leaving the chamber. Then he said, thank you, Mr. Newsom. And then he read a prepared statement saying, if I do that sign anymore that some perceive to be a white power, white supremacist sign, that I will no longer be able to speak at city council meetings.
What? Wait, so you're on the front page of the paper?
Yeah, it says Missouri issues warning about white supremacist signs.
Oh. Yeah, this is the okay thing, which I'll be honest with you, I still do that all the time. And if you don't know what we're talking about, if you make it okay, but it's only with your right hand. If you do it with your left hand, it doesn't help. But if you hold up your right hand in the traditional OK, like AOK symbol, then people say that the three fingers look like a W, which stands for white. And then the circle with your arm looks like a P, which stands for white power. Again, if you do it with your left hand, it's power white, which sounds like a toothpaste.
I held up both hands.
Yeah. You held up both hands. So you're like white power, power white. Yeah.
It started back in January when I went down to city council and I called Curry a crook, among other things. Then I held up both hands in the okay sign. And I said, President Trump's my president forever.
Yeah.
Joe Biden will never be my president.
See, here's what I like about Sieber. Sieber is a troll IRL. He's an in real life troll. He doesn't just go on Twitter and say Lenny Curry's a crook. He goes right down to City Hall, stands in front of his face, holds up an okay sign and says, you're a crook. That's how trolls used to work. Now everybody hides behind the... Anyway, Sieber, thanks so much. I'll be honest with you. Haven't read an actual newspaper in 20 years, so I'm going to have to take your word for it that you're on the front. I don't even think we get the paper. I didn't even know they made papers. I thought everything was just online these days. 855. See, this is why we need to take more phone calls throughout the show.
Oh, absolutely.
855-765-1045. Laura and Stewart. How are you, Laura?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What'd you want to say today, Laura?
I just wanted to touch base on, you know, how everything is racism these days. That's, yeah. We wake up every day and we find out, you know, as a white person, how am I just inherently being racist?
Right.
So I love waking up every day and just finding out that just my existence is racist. you know, and it sucks because there's really nothing I can do about it. I mean, I can't change the way I was born, no more than a black person can change the fact that they're born black, or a Hispanic person is born Hispanic. You know, but it's, what is the end game with all of this?
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm going to disagree with that, though, because I'm going to be honest with you. I was born to run, but I stand still a lot. So I think if you really wanted to put your mind to it, if you really wanted to change, you could change, because I was born to run, but now I'm just stagnant. So all it takes is a little bit of perseverance and a lot of. Okay. Baby, we were born to run. No, okay. Running now, it just gets me winded and sweaty, so I don't do it. I don't do it anymore. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Listen, quick break. When we get back, I do have some, speaking of racism and that kind of thing, CNN, really, they broke it down. So if you don't understand how voting for Donald Trump is inherently racist, and how any vote that is not open to the public, CNN has done a great job of breaking it down for us. We'll get into that here in just a minute. Also, some What the Bleep and another letter from Congressman John Rutherford. We will share that with you here in just a minute. Stay tuned. More of the Mark Kay Show coming up.
Even though a lot of things that you say is a lot of negative news, you make it sound like really good. You know, the way you put it out there, you make people feel better in a positive form. Even though we know we're in trouble with this Biden administration, that it was completely ripped off, you make bad news sound good.
Man, that was a caller that we got yesterday, Davey, and I have to tell you, one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me, you make bad news sound good, which is what we strive for every single day on this show. And it's easy because there's a lot of bad news. No, I'm just kidding. Also, we have very positive. I mean, we're very positive people. We have a positive outlook. And here's the thing. As an American, as a patriot, as a catriot, you have to have hope. That's what this country was founded on. The pilgrims came here on the Mayflower because they were hoping for a better life. You know, the Sons of Liberty threw the tea in the harbor because they were hoping to make a difference. The Declaration of Independence was a declaration, you know, just severing bonds with a monarch, a tyrannical monarch, in the hopes and with the dream of a brighter future. And that's what we have here. So even if the news seems really bad, we always want you to know that there's a brighter horizon right around the corner. And there's a lot of other people who feel that way. And there's a lot more people. In fact, I'll tell you this, no matter how bad it seems with Joe Biden in the White House and all these Democrats in the Senate and all these Democrats in the House of Representatives and the Supreme Court basically sitting on their hands going, door. That's a direct quote, by the way, from the transcripts from the last Supreme Court meeting. And, you know, even if what's his name, Merrick Garland, becomes our attorney general, and we have 4 years of this. With all that bad news, there's a lot of good news. And the good news is there are a lot more Americans coming up and ready to fight. There's a lot more patriots. There's a lot more patriotic people that are finding a foothold, not just here in the media, not just online, but in the Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, or as Hannah calls her, MJT. No, MTJ. What was it you called her?
I don't know. I think
MJT.
I think I put MTJ. I don't know.
It was MJT.
It wasn't good, though, and it wasn't correct.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, MJT, yesterday in her – and this is something that the Democrats did to themselves. She was on committees. They didn't want her on committees because they thought she was a QAnon conspiracy theorist. They didn't want her on committees because she came from Georgia. She liked Trump, and she was all about MAGA. She was all about putting America first, and why would you put America first? What the hell's wrong with you? You cracker lady, you're not going to be on any of our committees. So they took her off of the committees. They voted. They had a vote. They took time away from actual business like COVID relief, like immigration reform, like all the stuff that, you know, you hire these people to do, took time away to just throw her off of her committees. And she said, you know what? Great. Throw me off of the committee. Now I have more time to actually do my job. And now I have more time to troll you, get in your face, force you to realize that there's more of us than there are of you. And the people that sent me here to do exactly what I'm doing. Well, Major MJT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she yesterday put up a sign. You want to talk about trolling 101? There's a Democrat from Illinois. Her name is Newman, Representative Newman. And she put outside her office door, I guess there's a transgender flag or transgender rights flag. It's like the pink, purple, blue. I don't even know. It's like a flag that says we support transgenderism and whatever. And she put it outside her office. So as you're walking down the hall of the office building, you see this door with this transgender flag hanging outside. And guess whose office is right across? It's Marjorie Taylor Greene's office. So she had a sign made and she stuck it to the wall right next to her door, right across from this other representative's office. And the sign reads in big, bold lettering, there are two genders, male and female. Trust the science. And there's a video of her. If you go, you can see it. It's everywhere. And that's it. This is what she's doing. She's out there. She's fighting for people. She's fighting for conservatism. And she's trying to keep all of the ridiculousness that bogs down the people in Washington from actually doing their jobs, from actually governing, from actually helping we the people. She's in there trying to point it out and keep, you know, people like Marie Newman on track and in check. And they hate her for it. And the more you're hated in Washington, the more we need you there. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. So the good news is that with all this bad news, there are a lot more people going to Washington, D.C. and fighting for what we all believe in. And Davey, we appreciate that. And we appreciate everybody who calls in, everybody who goes on Facebook, everybody who comments, everybody who shares our stuff, everybody who's out there and thinks just like us and wants what we want for the country and is willing to put in the time. 855-765-1045. All right, let's talk a little bit about Congress, because today they're talking about reform. They're talking about election reform. And there's two sides to this. The Democrats want to take extreme measures on a federal level to basically force all the states to expand mail-in voting. Why? Well, it worked really well for them in the last election, didn't it? Then there's the Republicans who, on a state-by-state basis, the charge being led by Republicans in Georgia, the charge being led by Republicans here in Florida, the charge being led by Republicans across the country to really clamp down on voting because it's gotten out of control. I mean, it's gotten out of control. You can now vote early. You can vote by mail. You don't have to sign this envelope. You don't have to sign that envelope. You don't need proof. You've got like 2,900 days to vote. You can vote before even the candidates have been decided in some places or before the last debate. I mean, it's crazy. Voting has become, I mean, we're almost to the point where in some states, in order to vote, you just have to open your door and yell, Biden! And then they'll tabulate that as a vote. Like, that's almost where we are. We're pretty darn close. So the Republicans in a lot of these states where there's still some questions as to how constitutional the practices are. And because the Supreme Court, as we mentioned before, refuses to do its job, because the Supreme Court refuses to hear court cases. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're playing like, I don't know, cornhole or whatever. But they're not hearing the cases that only they can hear. They're sitting on their hands, as we mentioned before, going door, 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 door. Direct quote again from the. So the states are taking it into their own hands. Well, the Democrats in the federal government and the House of Representatives, they can't have that. So they want to put this federal mandate on mail-in voting and early voting and voting. And you could vote twice and three times. And it depends on when if you were born once, you can vote twice. And it doesn't, I mean, I don't even know what there's all this voting legislation that they want everyone to follow, because the easier it is to vote, the better it is for the Democrats. Well, Republicans are of the mindset that nowhere in the Constitution does it say it should be easy to vote. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say it's the state's job, it's the state's responsibility to make it so easy for you to vote that you could literally do it from home, from your car, in your sleep. If you're too busy, someone else can go vote for you. Voting is a responsibility. Voting is something that you should take time to do. If you have to make a choice between getting to level 19 on Call of Duty or voting, you should be able to make that choice. And if you have to get a babysitter for your kid or skip lunch one day because your boss won't give you time off, or if you're going to be late for work and you have to stay later that day to make up for it, voting is a responsibility and you have to sacrifice for it. Not if you're a Democrat. They want to make it so easy. They want to make it so easy that you could even vote when you're dead. Isn't that amazing? Or if you're not even a citizen. So there's all this legislation in all these states. Well, CNN, Don Lemon specifically, not happy that the Republicans are trying to ensure election integrity. They want to make sure that these laws that have gotten way out of hand aren't being used for nefarious purposes. They want to make sure that you know, Democrats and Republicans are not taking advantage. They want to rein in all of these voting laws. And as Don Lemon tells you, that's racist. Let me turn on the volume so you can actually hear Don Lemon tell you it's racist instead of just taking my word for it.
The latest move in Republican efforts to restrict voting playing out in Georgia today. Several residents voting and voting rights advocates pleading with state representatives to back off a bill that they say targets black voters and their voting rights. It's just one of dozens of bills that Republicans claim would increase election security. So among the measures it proposes, eliminating Sunday voting, limiting the use of drop boxes, imposing an ID requirement for absentee voting, and setting an absentee ballot request deadline 11 days before Election Day.
Listen to the discussion. Setting a deadline 11 days before Election Day. So if you just decide 10 days before Election Day that you want to vote, or 5 days before Election Day that you want to vote, you're not able to get an absentee ballot. And that's just disgraceful. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like 10 days out of an election, you should decide, you should have it on your calendar if you're a responsible American voter. But Don Lemon says these are all racist. And the thing he cites is that it's unequal treatment of African-American voters or black voters. It's uneven treatment. And this is a gotcha technique that the Democrats have used forever. They've used it with gay marriage, for example. They use it with voting rights. They use it whenever they don't like legislation that a Republican puts forward. They tell you that it is suppression, and they tell you that it is to limit one group's ability to do something and expand another's. And that is just malarkey, to quote Joe Biden. He's a Don Lemon's a lion dog faced pony soldier.
You're a lion dog faced pony soldier.
And I'll explain to you why here in just a minute. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More Markay Show coming up next.
Goodbye, Joe Biden. Hello, President Harris. 25th Amendment, here we come. Schumer and Pelosi again.
Oh, you know what I think he's referring to is all the Democrats. The Democrats who want to take away the nuclear codes from Joe Biden. Oh, they don't want to take away the nuclear codes per se, but what they want to do is they want to make it so that he's not the only person who can declare nuclear war. They want it to be like a group project. You know, like if you're going to declare nuclear war, we need to get a group together and that kind of thing. Because when you're declaring nuclear war, you have plenty of time. to react. You have tons of time when someone's shooting a nuclear missile. Yeah, you know, I can't even say it. When they're shooting missiles at you, you have plenty of time to call the troops together and take a vote and debate for a couple of hours. You don't just need one. But maybe that's what they're thinking. Maybe they're like, look, we can't trust this guy with the nuke codes. We need to figure out a strategy. We need to take power away from this guy. 855-765-1045. Anyway, back to Don Lemon. So Don Lemon says that all these things they're trying to do in Georgia regarding voting, it's not for election security. It's because they want to suppress votes from African Americans. And he went on with this whole theory. And he had, what's his name, John Avalon or whoever was there as well.
The chairman of the Gwinnett County Board of Registrations and the election saying that he's saying the quiet part out loud. Earlier this month, telling the Gwinnett Daily Post this, he says, I will not let them in this session without changing some of these laws. She said this. They've got a change the major parts of them so that we at least have a shot at winning. So, John, they're admitting that they're losing because other people are given a right to vote?
Now, this is precarious for a couple of reasons. First of all, he doesn't even know if it's a man or a woman that he's quoting, but the chief of the Gwinnett County election, who's a Republican, said, we need to make sure that we have a shot at winning. And what that means is election integrity makes it fair for everybody. What Don Lemon is arguing is that these laws are unfair, and unless we suppress the votes of black voters in Georgia, we'll lose the party. But that's not at all the case. And they go on.
When African Americans don't vote, they say, well, see, they don't care. They're lazy. They should get whatever they get because they don't care. Then when we look at the rules and the rules say, here's all the ways you can vote, and we start playing inside the rules, then they say, we're going to change the rules. Because by definition, if black people win, we cheated.
That was Van Jones, by the way. It's tough to recognize his voice because he's not crying there. as he was on election night. But that was him. And here's the thing that they, and this is something that they'll do whenever a law is passed, or whenever a law is revoked, or whenever there's an amendment to the Constitution, whenever something happens that they don't like, they cry racism and they tell you that the law is unfair, when really it's not, because everybody in this country has the right to vote. I mean, if you're a citizen and you're a voting, in fact, here, let me pull out the old Constitution here. There's a bunch of amendments about voting. The 15th Amendment gives the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied based on race, color, or previous condition of servitude. So that gave all races, former slaves, the right to vote. The 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote, shall not be abridged by any state on account of sex. 23rd Amendment, District of Columbia, they get to vote for electors. The 24th Amendment, you can vote in a primary. No poll tax. That's the other thing. And then the 26th Amendment allows 18-year-olds who probably, you know, shouldn't have the right to vote, that gives them the right to vote as well. So everybody blanket has the same rights. And when you change the rules in the state of Georgia or in the state of Florida, or when you make it harder to vote in any of these states, you're not just making it harder to vote for black people or Hispanic people or white people or 18-year-olds or women. The rules apply to everybody. If you can't vote on Sunday, that doesn't matter what your skin color is, can't vote on Sunday. If you have to request your ballot 11 days out, doesn't matter. You have to request your ballot 11 days out. There's no special treatment for everybody, but they're twisting it and turning it and they're trying to get you to think that these are one-sided rules that target a certain constituency. The other thing you need to realize is it doesn't say anywhere in the Constitution that we need to make it easy to vote. In fact, it should be harder to vote. You should really, really want to vote. You should really, really take the time to vote. It's a right and it's a responsibility. And it's something that, yeah, you may have to sacrifice for. You may have to learn a little bit about the people you're voting for. God forbid, you may have to go out in the rain or the cold to vote. But if you really love this country and you really support it and you really want your voice to be heard, you will do that. Nowhere does it say everybody should be able to vote from the comfort of their own. There should be a voting app where you just boom, tap the button, whoosh, and there goes your vote. That's not in here. I checked. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More Markay Show on the way. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. That's the number if you want to get through. And we have yesterday we had a guy call in. His name was, what was his name?
Which guy?
The guy that called in about what the bleep.
Oh, Neil.
Neil. So Neil calls in and he wanted to go on the air for whatever reason. And he said, hey, I love what the bleep and I'm excited for it tomorrow, but I have an idea that could make it better. And I got all huffy about it. And I was like, do I call into Neil's office and tell him how to do his job better? No, I mean, I would if I thought, but I mean, I don't. And then I heard the idea and I thought, wow, that was actually a really, really great idea. And the more I think about it, the more I like it. So Neil, I apologize for jumping to conclusions, but that's what I do. It's the only exercise I get is jumping to conclusions. But what we did was we figured out a way to do it. And so we're going to play the Neil. Do we know Neil's last name?
No, he didn't tell us.
Okay. We're going to play the Neil who called to the show version of What the Bleep today. And we're going to see how well it goes. And if it goes, it'll just be, you know, and that's how we are here. We listen to criticism. We take ideas. We hash things out and we are open. We just want to put forth the best program that we can. And if you ever have an idea, by all means, you can send us an open mic message or you can give us a buzz at 855-765-1045. And before I get into the next thing, let's go back to the phones because I'm trying to get as many phone calls in as possible, even when it's not whatever you want Wednesday. This is Joe in Jacksonville. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I appreciate taking my call. Before I get to my point, I want to say a quick story to you and your staff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was an avid, avid Herman Cain listener.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm driving down the road and all of a sudden you popped up and I'm not averse to change. I said, okay, well, you know, I was really pissed off that Herman was off the air, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Listened to you one time. By the second show I listened to you, I was hooked. So congratulations to you, your staff. You do an unbelievable job, and wow. I listen to you as much as I can. I'm out of work, thanks to Pam Blondie. No longer in the racing game, but I'm an avid listener, and I thank you guys so much. You brightened my day.
Well, Joe, we appreciate that thing, and we know we were great friends with Herman. I started off filling in for him when he would go on vacation. And he came down here. We did shows together for the convention. And, you know, it was an honor when his show was pared down and they gave me this opportunity. It was an honor and also a difficult thing to do. But, you know, he came on our show all the time. He called me up, said, you're going to do great. And whenever you need a guest, I'd love to come on. And we had him on, actually. The last time we spoke to him was last July. And he warned us, of all things, he warned us against voter fraud. And then, unfortunately, he passed away, and we were never on. We were never able to have him on again. But anyway, I appreciate you listening to his show.
But my point was, I wanted to bring up my point, if I could. Well, I talked to your screener, and, I'm fed up. I was born and brought up in Boston, and I had the D stamped on my chest when I come out of the womb.
Yeah.
And at 14 years old, I scrubbed it off.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there eating dinner with my parents, and they said, you know, you got to vote Democrat. This is in the 1978-79 because, you know, they only steal about 15% of money allocated for programs.
Right.
So I sat them down and said, look, you don't like the Republicans, don't like the Democrats, you can be independent. So I would say to all the listeners and people all through the country, Democrat, Republican, we need a third party because I was telling your screener, Josh, that the Democrats, in my mind, are thieves and the Republicans are do-nothings.
Mm.
So either way, you lose. We need somebody that's going to do something like Donald Trump. And, you know, I tell people all the time, well, you vote Republican. I said, I have no choice. What are my options?
Yeah.
We need a third option. But, I mean, I just wanted to get your opinion on that real quick.
Joe, you know, I love where you're thinking. And you're right. I'm not of the third party opinion. I know a lot of people are excited about it. I'd rather just take over the party that we have and make it better. I feel, you know, I've been watching a lot of Pirates of the Caribbean lately. So here's the thing. When Barbossa took the Black Pearl from Jack Sparrow, Jack Sparrow didn't go out and find another ship. He said, I'm the captain of the Black Pearl. I'm taking it back. And then we had like 9 movies where they just go back and forth with each other. That's basically the premise of all of them. But, I mean, I like that the Republican Party is as big as it is. I like that the Republican Party has the history that it has, and it has an infrastructure that can win elections, as we've seen. We won all of our congressional elections. We won a good portion of our Senate elections. We have a lot of gubernatorial wins under our belt. We have the best governor in the history of the state of Florida as the current governor, by the way, as a Republican. And Donald Trump won at maybe twice. We're not really still, that's still really up in the air. So I'm not ready to walk away. What I am ready to do is throw out the people who are bringing the party down. What I am ready to do is show up every day on this show or at the voting booth or wherever I have to go. If I have to go to like, you know, some concert hall to scream at people who are undecided, whatever, that's fine. I have a lot of free time. But I'm willing to fight and do whatever I need to do to clean up the party and make sure that the people that are elected to lead this party are the right people, that they are going to do the right things, that they are going to fight for what we want to fight for. Case in point, we've been going back and forth with Congressman Rutherford's office. He's our congressman here in Jacksonville. A lot of other, there's like 222 or 221 Republican Congress people right now. We happen to have one. We are, you know, and that's a good thing. We're happy about it. He's never had a problem with John Rutherford whatsoever. But recently there was this vote. It was a vote on Liz Cheney's leadership in the Republican caucus and the Republican conference in the House of Representatives. After she voted to impeach Donald Trump, a lot of people didn't think that she should retain her leadership position. I was one of them. And they got together and they had a meeting and they had a vote. Now, the difference between this vote and every other vote is it was a secret ballot. And when you have a secret ballot, nobody really knows how you voted. And when nobody knows how you voted, nobody can hold you accountable for that vote. And when the results came out, 61 of the Republican Congress people voted to remove Liz Cheney from her leadership position. Not to remove her from Congress. Only the fine people in Wyoming can do that. And, you know, hopefully they know what's up. But I wrote to John Rutherford and I said, look, it's important to me to know how you voted, because I don't think Liz Cheney, having voted to impeach the leader of our party, voting to impeach a president that the majority of your voters and her voters and Republican voters put into office for a bogus claim. I mean, this impeachment, there was no investigation. There were no witnesses. There was no testimony. There was no evidence. And yet she and 9 other Republican congresspeople jumped to the conclusion that Donald Trump should be impeached and voted with the Democrats. And in my mind, if you talk like a Democrat, if you think like a Democrat, and if you vote with the Democrats, You might as well be a Democrat. So I wrote to John Rutherford and I said, hey, how did you vote? And they wrote me back this non-answer. And then I wrote back. I said, thanks for the letter. You didn't answer my question. How did you vote? And yesterday, Alex Lanfranconi, who is his communications director, sent me a very nice letter and a statement from Congressman Rutherford. And he wrote in that statement, I came into that conference meeting ready to cast my vote for Liz Cheney's removal. As a strong supporter of President Trump, I knew she failed to uphold due process and the rule of law. However, this is where it goes downhill, by the way. However, after listening to the arguments from Republican leadership, I voted for her to retain her position as Republican conference chair, hyphen, for now. Ultimately, Representative Cheney answers to her constituents in Wyoming, yada, 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 yada. So I have a lot of problems with this response. While I am thankful and while I appreciate Congressman Rutherford giving us the response and answering that question, because he didn't have to. It was a secret ballot. He could have said, screw you. It was a secret ballot. I voted the way I voted and whatever. But he told us because I asked, and I do appreciate that. However, I am very disappointed in the way he voted. The answer was not up to par, especially when he says he walked into the conference room expecting to do the right thing because, as he writes, there was no due process. She failed to uphold due process. She failed to uphold the rule of law. But I felt she was fine to be a representative and a leader in our party. How does that vibe? So, again, a disappointing day. Again, thankful that he shared that with us. Not happy what he shared with us. And if you live in a district with a Republican congressperson, I would push them on this issue because it's important. Do they side with Liz Cheney, who sided with the Democrats against Donald Trump? Or were they one of the 61 who said, hell no, we are not going to have a Democrat operative in the leadership of our party here in the Congress? It's an important question that, unfortunately, you only get the answer to if you press your congresspeople. So press your congresspeople. You only have 2 years until you decide whether you're going to send them back as a representative of the Republican Party or if you're going to send them home so they can, I don't know, catch up on yard work or open an Etsy store or whatever it is you do after you leave Congress. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Quick break. Great call. More of your phone calls. More of the Mark Kaye Show and the Neil version of What the Bleep coming up next. This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye, 855-765-1045. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I appreciate, and we pressed this guy. We pressed Congressman Rutherford for an answer, and when he gave us a non-answer, we pressed him again, and then he finally gave us the answer. And here's the thing. I don't know my options. Is there anyone else running, other than our local TV reporter? who he clobbered in the last election. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But if there's someone that comes up and maybe they're more like Marjorie Taylor Greene, MJT. Hannah, I have a great idea.
What?
You know, Hannah, there's this influx. There's this new thing where, young, conservative, brash, women.
Am I brash?
I mean, young, conservative, sassy women.
I'll take sassy.
All right. They're really stepping up and they're running for Congress and they're winning all over. Mm-hmm. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Kimberly Klasick, who didn't win, but, is one of the.
Right,
now we have this new girl that we mentioned in Illinois who's going up against Adam Kinzinger.
Right.
Would you be interested in running for Congress, maybe challenging Congressman Rutherford? You have to be 25.
Dang it.
How old are you?
25.
You're 25. You could do it. Look at that. You just made it. I mean, you couldn't do any worse, right?
That's true.
Let me pose a couple questions for you here. This will be like a little, let me see. Let me get some good. Here we go. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you own a gun?
I do.
Woo!
Do you own two guns?
When I get married, I will.
Oh, yeah. Even better. Do you go to church?
I do.
Oh, look at that. Two for two. Do you like the Constitution?
I love the Constitution.
Can you name one right guaranteed by the Constitution?
Life.
The right to life?
Yeah, life, liberty, and...
All right.
One right, like an amendment?
All right, I'll give you that one. That's fine. We have time to do some work. Do you hate America?
No.
Oh, okay, good answer. This is multiple choice.
Okay.
Borders. A, good. B, bad.
Is that it?
That's it.
A, good.
Okay, there, good. another multiple choice. Taxes.
Yeah.
A.
Theft.
Need to be higher. B, need to be lower.
Lower.
B?
B.
I mean, so far, so good. So far, so good. I think we could put together one of those campaign videos with the rock song, you know, blaring in the background, mm-hmm. and you could strut around Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
And you could be like, you know, where do you even live in this district?
Huntington Beach.
Wait a minute. Are you even in this district?
I went and saw Rutherford live.
But did you vote for him?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, then there you go. So you're in the district. I was about to say, all this campaigning I did for 5 minutes for nothing.
For nothing.
All right. Well, listen, we'll put Hannah on the list. Maybe we'll see if there's any other. If anyone else wants to be our congressman in 2022, give us a buzz. 855 Congresswoman, Congressperson. Pardon me. I'm a woman.
I'm okay with it.
855-765-1045. Elected representative. We'll just go with that. Also, coming up in just a minute, this is very exciting. A brand new edition of What the Bleep. This is where we scour the internet. This is where we listen to all the TV shows and the news programs, and we get clips from the past week. Important newsworthy clips that are things you need to know about, that are people that are broadcasting important information. And then we bleep them out to make them sound like they're saying something totally dirty. If you can correctly identify what's being said, you win a prize. If you can correctly identify more than your opponent. And a new twist on it this week, thanks to Neil, we're going to make it multiple choice, so it's a lot easier. Because, you know, much like Democrats in Georgia, we want it to be a lot easier for you to win. Anyway, 855-765-1045. We need two contestants, please. Two contestants for What the Bleep. It's coming up right after this. Stay tuned to the Markay Show. So, we on the radio, it's typical. It's, you know, you understand that you have to stop for commercials and you have to do the traffic and the weather and stuff like that. But when you're just watching the stream, it seems like we just gave up. Some guy was really angry because we were just sitting here messing with each other. And he wrote, quit the bull crap. Let's go. Waste of time.
Terrible show.
Terrible show. Which, you know, yeah, I mean, if that were all it was. But anyway, we're back now. Yeah, it's very exciting. And we are ready to do something we've never done before. It's What the Bleep Neil edition. And if you're wondering who's Neil, he's actually a guy who called in yesterday and said, you know, I have a suggestion for What the Bleep. And when I actually took the time, when I, you know, stopped with the knee-jerk reactions and actually took the time to think it through, I really liked it. So we're going to play it today. And we actually have the Neil on the phone. Neil, good morning. Are you there?
Yes, sir. How
hey,
are you?
Neil, wow, this is so exciting. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. Neil, why don't you, hold on. Why don't we get your, we're going to let you play because I feel like it's only fitting that we have Neil
Absolutely.
Play the first ever Neil edition of What the Bleep. So let me lock you in. We'll get Randy on the phone and then you can explain to everybody what your variation is. Okay, Neil?
Okay, cool.
All right, great. Randy's in Oklahoma. How you doing, Randy?
Wonderful. Thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, and thank you. Wow, look at thank you so much for calling. We appreciate that. Randy, you're on the phone with the Neil, and I feel like, you know, I should warn you. He's the one that came up with this version of the game, so it's going to be a
Fantastic.
Tough battle. It's going to be a tough
Fantastic.
Battle.
Fantastic. Nope. I'm all for a good plan.
Oh, God, I'm so excited. All right, Neil, tell everyone what you thought about What the Bleep, what your suggestion was.
Well, basically, whenever I listen, it's usually one person gets one answer right, and that's the game. So a multiple choice would be more fun for you to come up with creative answers, and it would give them a better shot at getting a one out of three than just coming out with just a random guess.
Yeah,
so.
Also more work on our part, but I'm willing to overlook that.
It is more work, but you know what? You can have so much fun with that work.
No, you're right, Neil, and I love that idea, and I think you're right, because oftentimes we'll have a 0-0 tie because it's so difficult or whatever. So we're gonna implement the Neil rule today, okay? And what we'll do is we'll play the clip. It'll be a famous clip. We'll bleep out one word, not a naughty word. It's going to sound naughty, but it's not a naughty word. And then we'll give you a multiple choice, three potential words that it could be. If you pick the right one, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins a Markay Show prize pack. Everybody got it?
Wonderful. Yep. Thank
you. All right. Randy's ready. Neil's ready. Neil, we're going to start with you, okay?
Awesome.
Here we go. This is Gloria Borger. Gloria Borger, and she is on CNN talking about, I don't think, Donald Trump or something. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
The Republican Civil War has been canceled. Well, somebody better tell him it is not canceled. And Donald Trump is smack dab in the center of it. And where you line up on his is really the fault line of the party right now.
Okay, all right. All right, Neil, did Gloria say flagpole, future or front porch?
I couldn't even understand the sentence that she was saying. What are those three words in? Can you tell me what she was saying?
All right, well, let me play it for you once again.
And Donald Trump is smack dab in the center of it, and where you line up on his is really the fault line of the party right now.
All right, what do you think?
Say the three choices again now, please.
Flagpole, future, or front porch?
Future.
You think future? All right, let's take a listen and see what you know.
And Donald Trump is smack dab in the center of it, and where you line up on his future is really the fault line of the party right now.
Look at that. Bravo! Now I know why Neil wanted to change the game so that he could win it. Congratulations, Neil. You're on the board with a point. All right, Randy, are you ready?
I am ready and ready to go.
Listen carefully. Oh, perfect. This is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem on Sean Hannity the other day. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
They wanted to scare people in order to control them. And they did it to push an agenda where really they could take over this country and change what America looks like.
All right. Here are your choices. Are you ready, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Did she say turn, take, or screw? Turn, take, or screw?
It'll be take, I believe.
You think it's take?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take a listen and see.
They wanted to scare people in order to control them, and they did it to push an agenda where really they could take over this country change what America looks like.
Wow, nicely done. All right, Randy, you're on the... But this is way too easy. We're going to have to go back.
Right on. Yes, please. Yeah. I like the old way. I'm sorry, man.
All right.
Sorry, Neil. I just like the old way.
All right, Neil, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Listen carefully. This is Utah Senator Mitt Romney talking about who cares what. But listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
Will President Trump continue to play a role in my party? I'm sure he will. He has by far the largest and a big impact in my party.
I mean, that was on Skype, so let me play that one more time because that was a little difficult. Listen carefully. Here's Mitt Romney one more time.
Will President Trump continue to play a role in my party? I'm sure he will. He has by far the largest and a big impact in my party.
Okay. What? Did he say voice, face, or bass?
I would say bass.
You would say bass. It's all about that bass. Listen carefully. Here we are.
Will President Trump continue to play a role in my party? I'm sure he will. He has by far the largest voice and a big impact in my party.
Oh. It was voice. All right, Randy, you can take the lead. You can beat Neil at his own game here. If you got
Romney, the Democrat.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, listen carefully. This is Tucker Carlson, and he was on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News talking about, you know, stuff Tucker Carlson talks about. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep.
Now, math is supposed to be objective, except in Oregon where it's racist. But in the real world, you would think that people with f***ing calculators could come to similar math-based conclusions once in a while, but not in D.C.
No. All right. Did he say, Randy, fancy, formulaic, or functioning?
Man, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with fancy, if that's all right.
You're going with fancy? It's your call.
No. Wait. Repeat the...
You want to hear one more? All right, hold on. Let me play it for you. I'm going to play it for you one more time. Listen carefully.
But in the real world, you would think that people with f***ing calculators could come to similar math-based conclusions once in a while, but not in D.C.
Not in D.C. Fancy, formulaic, or functioning?
Functioning. I'm going to change my... Is that all right? That's functioning. I'm going to do that.
Are you locking that in?
I'm locking in number C.
All right, here we go.
But in the real world, you would think that people with functioning calculators could come to similar math-based conclusions... Once in a while, but not in D.C.
Also sees a letter, but that's okay. That's all right. Look at that. You're in the lead. All right. It is 2-1. Neil, you need this to stay in it, man. You need this to stay
Mark, I already won because you got a great... you used my suggestion, so I'm a winner. Doesn't matter.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, congratulations, Neil.
Hold on, we got two. All right, no one's won yet. I say when somebody wins and loses.
Yes, sir.
All right, Neil, here we go. This is Meghan McCain on The View, okay? And that's all I'm going to tell you. Listen, now, this is bleeped three times, but as you know, Neil, because you're a big fan of the game, it's the same word bleeped three different times. Listen carefully. Tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
I have no idea when and how I can get... I want to get... If you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I will go any place at any time to get...
What?
Let me play that one more time just for my own entertainment.
Okay. I have no idea when and how I can get. I want to get. If you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I will go any place at any time to get.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Here are your choices. You ready? Did she say, love, ribs, or it?
Wow. What was the source again? She was from where?
The View. Meghan McCain. John McCain's daughter. She's on The View. Yeah.
Love.
You think love?
Yeah, they're all about love, I guess.
They're all about love. Okay, all right, listen carefully.
I have no idea when and how I can get it. I want to get it. If you call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I will go any place at any time to get it.
Yeah, she will go any place any time to get it. By the way, she's talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. There you go, with only one left. Randy, congratulations with a score of 2-1. You beat Neil at his own game. I'll tell you what, though.
Oklahoma.
Randy, Oklahoma, yeah. Randy, hang tight. We're going to put you on hold against Minfo. And Neil, thank you again. We're going to hook you up with a prize pack, too, because we had a blast playing this version of the game.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and we thank you for being part of the show. There you go. Oh, that was the Neil version of What to Believe. Yay. Quick break. More of the Markay Show's coming up. Stay tuned. Five 765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. Tomorrow, don't forget, Fake News Friday. And also, I will have, I'm sure, just a multitude of hilarious and entertaining stories from the celebrity poker tournament that I'm playing in tonight with the fat hillbilly guy from Ozark, the dude from The Wonders, and William Hung.
I don't think he wants to be called.
What?
I don't think he wants to be called the fat hillbilly guy.
Well, I'll ask him tonight. I'll say, hey, is it okay if I call you the... It's so loud. The other Josh says, I mean, it's William Hung. If you didn't, I'm rocking out here. I'm sorry that it's tormenting your sensitive ears. Anyway, that's tonight. And then tomorrow we'll tell you all about Josh. It's like, it's so loud. You're such a dad. 855-765-1045. Catherine is in Ohio today. Catherine, thank you so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
I'm fine. Pleasantries, Mark.
Pleasantries to you, too.
I'm concerned about the falsified evidence presented by senators during the impeachment trial, the doctored tweets and videos, and we contact our legislators and see what's going on about a lawsuit filed against those, you know, criminal offense. And we are accountable, right, Mark?
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. Your audio popped out. What was the last part you said?
And you're all about holding them accountable, right?
Yes, I 100% am about holding them accountable. You know, here's the thing. Lawsuits are they a good idea? I'm all about unemployment. I'd rather these people be unemployed because it's shocking how much power people can get and how quickly they can get it. And then, of course, as you've seen, how they abuse it. The problem with lawsuits is that if the Democrats are in charge of the courts, if the Democrats are in charge, you know, if they have all the lawyers, it's very difficult to bring any kind of charge in the House of Representatives against the Democrat because they run the House of Representatives. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene's a great example of that. She showed up on day one, January 21st, with articles of impeachment for Joe Biden for his actions with China and his son Hunter and that kind of thing. And they were ignored. Why? Because, you know, it's not the rule of law. It's the rule of the party who's in power. And unfortunately, the Democrats are in power. And so this is why it's important to make sure that if you are in a district where you have somebody that you don't like, somebody who's behaving badly, somebody who's not representing you the way you'd like to be represented, it's important that you, A, find that out, you know, whether it's writing a letter. Because when I wrote to John Rutherford, for example, I wasn't the only one. A bunch of people wrote a letter. And guess what? We all got the same letter back. The only word that changed was our name at the top. And then I said, write back another. You got to keep after these people. Eventually, they're going to realize that you have the power. And you tell them, look, I need to know this. I need to know where you stand on this. So once you find out how your representatives, what they believe, what they're doing up there, check their voting record and make sure that the two are in cahoots. Make sure that their voting record matches up, like their actions match up with their words. And if that's the case, you know, campaign for them. Keep them in power. If not, Find somebody who you trust to go to Congress, to go to the Senate, to go to your state capitol. Doesn't mean, because it all starts right here at home. And I think that what these elections have shown us, and what we're learning is that these state senators and our governors are so much more important than most of us pay attention to. But when it comes to election law, you need to make sure that the people making that election law, the state legislators and the judges here in this state and the governors and the attorney generals, are not only of like mind with you before you vote for them, but are also strong enough to stand up to whatever battle they're going to face when they're fighting for whatever it is you want them to fight for. Here in Florida, we're in a pretty good spot. We got a tough as nails governor. We got one tough as nails senator. We've got Marco Rubio. We're doing okay. I pray that you can make your state as great as ours. It's going to take a little bit of work though, and a whole lot of votes. 855-765-1045. All right, we're out. Traffic, weather, news, the Rush Limbaugh Show coming up right after this. Stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.